Kathy Burns is joining me, and it's our monthly garden Q&A. Boy, it's a nice time to be working the garden.
And ours has all kinds of stuff coming up. We have a few more plants to get in, so it's looking good.
And you were quoted in a magazine recently.
We were featured as Birds and Bees Urban Farm, you and I, and then I was quoted. We were pleased that we were reached out to by a quarterly magazine called Fresh Pickings. It is a project of the Iowa Food and Family Project, and the writer was April Pearson. So she did a piece about food for all and featured Birds and Bees Urban Farm along with two other organizations, one called Matthew 25's Cultivate Hope Urban Farm, that's in Cedar Rapids, and another one called Giving Gardens in Grinnell.
Yeah. Hey, so good. And yeah. Questions. We're getting, here's one. Are nights in the 40s okay for tomatoes?
And really, there's no problem with them being in the ground when temps are in the 40s. They just won't grow as quickly if you still have them in a warm place, in a greenhouse or something. If you want them to get bigger, keep them in there. If it doesn't matter, you can put them out. What do you think?
I'm not sure about that. I mean, I think definitely into the 30s it's problematic, but I think even in the 40s, I need to do a little more research on this myself, but my impression is that it doesn't just slow their growth, it kind of stunts them a bit.
I saw that, you know, when you say the 40s, I guess if you say 40 degrees, that's the lowest 40. Mm. And if you say it's 45 or 48, most of what I saw says it's probably okay. Just won't get growth during that time. So a good thing to look up.
But it doesn't hurt them beyond that cold snap.
That's the general wisdom, okay. But right. People may have more or less exposure to wind, so you've got to assess your situation and matters, do what feels right for you.
So somebody had a question, what kind of soil is best for herbs?
We learned the hard way last year that we had a beautiful oregano plant 2 years ago, and last year it did regenerate, and it just never had any flavor, but also I discovered that overwatering, what you would call a Mediterranean kind of an herb, will make it pretty flavorless. Mm. So Mediterranean plants that need drier soil with good drainage, you don't want compost on those in particular. Those would be rosemary, lavender, oregano, thyme, sage, anything that you consider Mediterranean. Other herbs pretty much will need nice, rich soil and more water.
And we tend to compost because we have a lot of compost, but we can probably better
those.
To add like sand or perlite or even...
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Think Mediterranean.
And it's okay to have... We have all our herbs along a row in one space. We just, when we water or apply any nutrients, we just treat them differently.
Somebody wanted to know about potato towers.
And they were wondering, they said they're trying it for the first time this year. So, Ed, I thought we could just discuss a couple of revelations we had trying that for the first time last year.
But, the one thing I learned is you don't want to build the tower too high.
Mm-hmm. Too many layers.
Yeah, or too many layers or too much height. I mean, you want, 3 feet or so at the most? These are short towers.
And the reason is that water drains down. And doesn't get to the lowest part of the potatoes.
Yeah, and I'm not sure of all the other reasons. Maybe just the weight on top of it, but the potato growth in the top part of the I had one tower that was almost 6 feet tall,
and the top was doing well.
Top did well. It did. You know, I would say that overall you can get a pretty good amount of production out of a tower, especially if you have limited land. And this year we're doing a combination of beds and towers.
We'll see how they go.
How it goes. But the towers are all shorter.
It's also I think it helps to use a cage around your tower that allows your human hand to go through the cage so that you can reach in and assess moisture level inside the soil in that part of the tower, or even just grab a potato that you feel you could pull it right out at the time without disturbing the whole tower.
Somebody wrote, I planted carrots in mid-March. I still don't see any growth. Are they duds?
There are three things to think about. How deep did you plant them? I've seen people say, well, I planted them 2 inches deep. And a carrot seed is the teeniest, tiniest little speck. And the rule of thumb in planting is that you plant to the depth of twice the size of the seed.
So that's obviously like an eighth of an inch for,
correct,
for carrot seed.
Barely. Yeah. And I do this. I don't actually cover them with soil. I put soil in my hand and I sprinkle the soil over them. Another factor is they do need consistent moisture, not drowning, but consistent moisture while they germinate. And they like temps a little warmer. And we're having here in central Iowa very cool.
Hey, Kathy, thank you for joining us for that conversation.